Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl named Anne Makosinski who was proud to call herself a differentist. A what? Yep, you heard that right. Anne made up that word because she loved being different. She grew up surrounded by spectacular green mountain vistas in Victoria, Canada, and she spent a lot of time exploring the leafy island, trying to come up with new inventions. Anne's parents didn't buy her many toys, but they always encouraged her creativity and imagination. When she was just two, Anne's parents gave her a box of transistors, springs, and knickknacks. She created her own toys with bits of wire and tape, cardboard and magazines, even cool things she rescued from the trash. Anne wore baggy t-shirts and glasses, and with her short, dark hair, kids sometimes teased her, saying she looked like Harry Potter. Anne didn't care, though. She was too busy piecing together her next masterpiece. Anne's first inventions didn't actually do anything, but in her mind, they could move and buzz and change the world. She loved explaining to her parents or anyone who'd listen how each creation worked. She was determined that one day her imagination and creativity would help solve a real-world problem. Anne's mother was Filipino, and many of her relatives still lived in the Philippines, a country made up of thousands of tiny tropical islands all the way in Southeast Asia. Anne loved visiting her family in the Philippines. She played tag and soccer with her relatives, running and giggling with them all over her family's small village. Life in the Philippines didn't look much like Anne's life in Canada. The language was different, and so was some of the food. But what struck Anne most was how many people in the village didn't have things she took for granted back home, like running water and even electricity. One day, when Anne was back in Canada, she got a message from a friend in the Philippines. "Anne, I'm at an internet cafe. I wanted to say hi," her friend wrote. "I miss you. How are you?" "I'm okay, but I failed my grade this year." "What? How?" Anne was shocked. Her friend was really smart and studied hard in school. "I just couldn't study, because by the time I finished my chores each night, it was too dark to read my books." Anne was outraged to think that just because her friend didn't have electricity, she'd failed her whole grade. It wasn't fair. Anne started reading more about the world's energy sources and learned there were over 940 million people who lived without electricity. What? Anne felt like she had to make something that could help change this. So she did more research and started tinkering with various parts that could harness energy, like solar tiles, which turn sunlight into electricity, or Peltier tiles, which create energy when one side of the tile is heated while the other is cooled. And then Anne had an amazing idea.
Hey, Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
It took 2 years of research and experimenting for Anne to turn this idea into an actual invention. But one day, when she was 15, Anne was in her workshop, all of her attention focused on the tube in her hands. "Here we go. This has to work." She felt a nervous rush of excitement as she screwed the last pieces together. Anne's tube was lined with Peltier tiles, one of those energy-harnessing tools she'd been fiddling with for years. It also had an LED light bulb at one end. The question was, would it light up without any batteries or electricity? Anne switched out the overhead light and placed her hand over the tube, lining up her palm onto just the right spot. And then the bulb began to glow. Yes! She'd done it. She'd used the heat from her own hand to power a handmade flashlight. Yes! Yes! Anne was so thrilled, she felt like the light was coming from inside her. She couldn't wait to tell her friend in the Philippines. Her human-powered flashlight would be easy to manufacture. It didn't need electricity or batteries, and it actually worked. Anne submitted her flashlight to the Google Science Fair, one of the biggest science contests in the whole world. And she won. Soon, Anne was invited to show off her invention all over the globe. She was called a world changer in Time magazine, and she gave talks about science and technology internationally, all before she even graduated high school. But Anne knew that she had much more to explore, both in science and in herself. Today, Anne is still creating new inventions. She's also studying acting and writing a book, because why not? Fueled by her imagination and her passion for solving problems, Anne continues to dream up new ideas every day. As Anne says, it's really about taking that crazy, creative idea you have and not being afraid to follow it through. By daring herself to dream big and believing in her wildest ideas, Anne is shining a light for the whole world. Because each of us can be a differentist. All we have to do is harness our energy, courage, and inspiration.
This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series, Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. The story was produced by Olivia Richard with sound design and mixing by Bianca Salinas. It was written by Emily McMahon-Watte and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Radigan. Narration by Janice Morgan. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. Thank you to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.